Of worship to our Lord, especially those who came from far. You know, it's a great sacrifice. If this storm, I think it's Thomas, what is it called now?
George,
yeah? Yeah. If George blowing and and George leading the songs, you know. George versus George, amen. We just show that we love our Lord, amen.
Amen.
Brother Sasha, God bless you from the long travel. Sister Chipo, I saw her somewhere. God bless you. Sister Shaida and the guys from Edenderi, God bless you richly. The Longford people, God bless you. All of you, God bless you. It's a sacrifice to be here. Brother James, God bless you. It's a very great sacrifice. Brother Jesse from Carlo, we don't forget you. Amen. We really appreciate your love and the expression of your love to the Lord. And we know God will always remember the smallest of your sacrifice. And he will reward you accordingly. Will grant you what this world cannot grant. The spiritual blessings, healing of your body, the salvation of your children, of your own soul, and all these things, these spiritual blessings, as long as you are seated in the heavenly places and you express it by being here. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you this morning for your kindness and for your love. Though the wind is blowing out there, but you have granted us this special opportunity to stand again in your presence, to worship you, to meet one another, to encourage one another by a word, by a song, by a testimony, O Lord, as it is written in your scriptures. Now take us into those heavenly places, O Lord. Anything that may have taken us out of that place, through our lives, through our sorrows, through our daily business, O Lord, take us back now where will be sitting in your presence, contemplating, watching you face to face, O Lord. Heavenly Father, take now control of this service in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's read Luke 17. We are still on our topic, the Son of Man. Luke 17, verse 26 to 30. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wife, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So last week we were seeing that the same Son of Man who was revealed to the Jews and the Samaritans, Jesus said that in the last days he will be revealed to us, the Gentiles. And we saw that the revelation of the Son of Man to us, the Gentiles, Jesus said it would be like it was in the time of Sodom. And we started to make a difference between how he revealed himself as a Son of Man in the time of Sodom and how he revealed himself in the same ministry in the days of his flesh. Jesus said it wouldn't be like it was in the days of his flesh, though it would be the same ministry, but it would be like it was in Sodom. Today we are going to see exactly that same thing, but to go a bit deeper. Why did Jesus put an emphasis on the days of Sodom, not on the day of his flesh? We are going to see today that body that God was using, because it's very important we understand these principles. It's very important for us today. We are not preaching these things just, you know, to fill your head with knowledge. This topic of the Son of Man is a key teaching in the preparation of the bride. Is a key teaching, because Brother Branham tied this ministry to the almost all the promises, the ministry of the bride in the end time. The rapture of the bride, the prophet ties it to the manifestation of the Son of Man. Because he says, that's the last sign that Abraham saw before the coming of the promised son. The last sign that Abraham needed before his body was changed and the manifestation of the promised son came into play. The Son of Man, the coming of the Son of Man was a key point. The coming of the Son of Man was a key ministry in the ministry of Abraham. And the prophet says it would be the same to the royal seed of Abraham. If we are expecting a change of our body, the prophet says this: the royal seed of Abraham will see the same sign before the promised son will come. And before the promised son came, the body of Abraham had to be changed. And we'll see how the prophet puts it in our day. What is the promised son we are expecting to come? And before that promised son come, we must see the ministry of the Son of Man. we might experiment the ministry of the Son of Man, and that ministry will come to do the same thing God did to Abraham before the coming of the promised Son. He changed Abraham's body. If you are expecting a body change today, it comes through the manifestation of the ministry of the Son of Man. So that's why we need to understand and to have a real good understanding of what that ministry is today. The same Almighty God, the great Jehovah, who walked up in the face of Abraham, this is in the sermon Inspiration, 1956. The same God Almighty, the great Jehovah, who walked up in the face of Abraham, somebody said, "Do you say that was Jehovah God?" Sure, the Bible said it was. Amen. We saw last week that if you read Genesis 17:18, you'll see Abraham received the visitation of three people, ordinary looking people. And one of them, Abraham called him Elohim. That's what the prophet is talking about here. "Do you say that that was Jehovah God?" Sure, the Bible said it was. There was two angels walked over, said, "How did they eat that cow and eat? I mean that calf and drink the cow's milk. Eat corn, bread, and butter. Was that God?" The prophet says, the Bible said it was God and two angels. Abraham saw God in a human flesh. Amen. Now, if the God of Abraham raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, and Jesus promised that in the last days, the same sign that Abraham, that the angel, which was God in human flesh, amen, we are laying this foundation because it will come a time when we'll bring it to today. You'll ask the same question. Was it God in human flesh? The prophet says the same sign. That the angel, which was God in human flesh, done before Abraham just before the promised Son arrived. Jesus said the same thing will take place today. Amen. I'm going to read a lot today because I don't want to speak. I want the prophet to speak. Amen. In the Feast of the Trumpets, he says, Abraham called him Elohim, the Almighty. Genesis 1, God in the beginning, Elohim, the all-sufficient one, the self-existing one. Abraham called him Elohim, and he sat down and ate with Abraham. He was in human flesh. So Abraham saw those three guys coming, ordinary looking people. His neighbors could see him sitting under a tree with three people. They could just go past, you know. It was nothing special. They was nice, ordinary looking people. And the people could say, oh, you know, Abraham is always bring up stories of voices speaking to him. And this must be some of these the stories he always bring up. They could see and mock and laugh. And ordinary looking people. But one of them was God in flesh, in human flesh. And he was drinking and eating. They could laugh. They could tap into each other's shoulders. But it was God in human flesh. Now we need to make a difference now. Because the other day I told you that that body that Abraham saw, it was not the body of Jesus Christ. Amen? That body was not the body of Jesus Christ. Because in that body, he couldn't die for us. That's right. Amen? Now we are going to see how God made that body. And to make a difference between that body and the body of Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus said, he didn't say the Son of Man in the end time, he won't be manifested as in the days of his flesh. He would be manifested as it was in Sodom. Now, in the same sermon, inspiration. God had nothing to do. He said, come here, Gabriel. Now the prophet is taking us to what happened before these three people came to meet Abraham. The prophet brings us into that vision, what was happening in heaven before they came down. God said, come here, Gabriel. Come here, Michael. Stand here by my side. And he said, poof, step in that body. Reached over, poof, step in that body. Said, come here, handful of atoms and a few cosmic lights, a little cosmic meter, some petroleums, and things that this body is made out of. He formed it and stepped into it, walked down and talked to Abraham. Amen. The prophet is showing us now that body, God took some dust. God formed a body. He took some dust. He formed a body. Gabriel, step in. He took another piece of dust. He formed another body. Michael, step in. And he took some dust again, formed another body, and himself stepped into that body. That's what Abraham saw. Amen? It's very important. Stepped into it, walked down and talked to Abraham, with dust on his clothes, and had his back turned to Sarah when she laughed in the tent. He formed himself a body to appear before Abraham. And the very God that formed that body has our soul in his hands tonight. He keeps again. Where is it? Yeah, he formed himself a body and appeared before Abraham. So that body, it was a body that God made especially for that purpose, to use it as the Son of Man, to manifest the ministry of the Son of Man in that day. What happened to that body after God finished using it in that ministry? Because we don't want confusion today between the body God is using and the body of Jesus Christ. Amen? What happened to that body? The prophet said that body vanished. That body went back to dust after he finished using it. Let's read it. It says, yeah, now, he said, come here, Gabriel, the great archangel. He went in. He stepped in that body. Come here, Michael, the angel at his right side. And he stepped in that. God and the two angels walked down here in human flesh and drank the milk from a cow, ate the butter out of the milk, and ate some cornbread, and ate the flesh of a calf. Two angels and God. The Bible said so. Now it says, but, and he walked right out there and just changed that dust right back to dust again and stepped right back into glory. Amen. When he finished the ministry, that dust, that body, it changed it back to dust, and him went back into glory. He says it again in the sermon, Abraham, 1955. Now I want you to notice, then, when this angel came down, God himself, Did you notice? Abraham talked to God in a body, a physical body. Had dust on its clothes. Eat meat, calf, drink milk, and so forth. It jumped up a bunch of calcium and bunch of atoms and throw them together and lived in that body. Come right down and had an appetite. Amen. He even had an appetite. He could say, Abraham, this meal is very well cooked. You know, Sarah is a, you have a good wife. She cooks very well. He had appetite. Abraham called him the Lord. That's right. He was. And as soon as he told Abraham what was going to happen, he vanished. Amen. So it's very important that we lay that background. That body was not the body of Jesus Christ. That body was not God. God used a bunch of dust. He formed a body to step into it, to manifest the ministry of the Son of Man. And after he had finished manifesting the ministry, he went back to dust. The body vanished. Now, we are going to see what was the body of Jesus made of. Because we need to make a difference. If we don't make a difference, you start reading the message and having some headaches. Amen. And having real headaches. There was a brother sometime a few years back. He was so confused about these things. One day he brought that picture of the prophet and the other picture of the Lord Jesus to the side. He put them side by side and said, "Brother, can't you see that they look similar?" You know. He said, "Brother, it's just because this one is bald. Just remove the baldness. You'll see if the whole hell, they look the same." I said, "Brother, you are confused." Amen. If you are not careful, you fall into idolatry. And it was predicted that in this day, the people will be worshiping a holy man. The prophet says the gentle dispensation started with the worship of a man, a holy man. It will end in the same way. We don't want to lead you into man worship. We want to lead you in the truth. And the truth, we have to take it as a whole. We are not afraid of the giant in the city. Because some people are afraid to accept the truth because of the implications of the truth. Brother, you want to say that God in his fullness was in a human body today? Yes. But that body is not to be worshipped. We need to keep the balance. Amen? Now, how was Jesus' body formed? Therefore, this is the deity of Jesus Christ. When Mary, knowing no man, she was with the male God, the Almighty Jehovah, and he overshadowed her. And God is the creator that created a blood cell. You see the body of Jesus. It's not a bunch of dust that God took somewhere. That's why he couldn't go back to the dust. Amen. That's why he couldn't go. When he went there, the dust say, "I don't recognize you coming from one of my people. You go back from where you came from." Because God said, and the prophet says, the God Almighty overshadowed her and created a blood cell in the womb of Mary, knowing no man at all. And that brought forth the very creative blood of God to redeem us from our life coming in here, being born of sexual desire. He says again, "I believe that Mary was a virgin." You believe that? Amen. Amen. Because there's teachings today in the message that says that Ella Branham was a virgin as well. Amen. There's teachings in the message that the prophet's mother was a virgin. And the prophet was virgin born. It's a false teaching. That's right. Amen. The prophet himself says, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Amen. Amen. He was born like you and me. But God used that body to manifest the ministry of the Son of Man today. I believe that Mary was a virgin. She knew nothing about any man. But Jehovah God overshadowed her and created in her womb a blood cell, which was by himself a created power. And from that blood cell came the man Jesus Christ. And he was the blood of his father by a virgin birth. Amen. He says again, that's the blood that I'm preaching about tonight, this morning. That both saves and heals. That unadulterated blood of the Son of God. And friends, if you don't believe that, then you can't be saved. Amen. This is the body that saves us. This is the body that redeems us. It was God created the cell, blood cell, to form that body. The prophet says the blood and the egg all were creation. And it formed the body that redeemed us. And the prophet goes far to call that body the body of God. Amen. We are going to close there. Let me read just these two quotes. Christ, when he was on earth, was the body of God. Amen. God created this body. It was a different body. Yet it was a human body. Amen. Now, a minute. Death came in contact with him one time. Now we are closing. Death contacted him. The devil never did believe that he was God. He always thought it was some just ordinary prophet. But he didn't realize what it was. He didn't know that was Emmanuel. That was the flesh and body of God. Amen. In that body, Jesus Christ, the hair was the hair of God. Amen. The fingers, it was the fingers of God. Everything in that body, it was God. But in the times of Sodom, it was not the case. Is it clear enough? Amen. Because in the coming sessions, we are going to see now to bring it to today. So don't be scared. Don't be afraid of the giants. Because sometimes we are so standing in the presence of the Lord, but we are still human. The disciples were standing in the presence of the Lord. They saw him performing many miracles, supernatural. But one day they saw him walking on the sea. They called him a ghost. Amen. That's human mind. Sometimes when the supernatural go to a certain level, reach a certain realm, we start asking, is that a magician? Is that a ghost? Is that... But this is our promise. We have to take it. We have to accept it. And the secret of your rapture, the secret of your body change, everything lays into that manifestation of the Son of Man. We are going to see it. The prophet ties it to all the ministry, to all the promises of the end time. You'll see Malachi 4, the prophet takes it back to the Son of Man. You'll see the evening light. The prophet takes it back to the Son of Man. It's a key principle to understand in your study of the message. And I believe it's one of the greatest revelations that God can give you if we stay balanced and humble in his presence. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for bringing these things to our knowledge, O Lord. But they shouldn't stay in our spirits, in our understanding. The aim is to take them down in the bottom of our souls, O Lord, so that it becomes part of our spiritual diet, O Lord. We'll eat it day and night, O Lord, as the prophet says, eating the Son, the flesh of the Son of Man, eating it in all its manifestation, in all its aspects, O Lord, believing it deeply in our heart, because there lie the secret of our going home, O Lord. Bless your people. Help us to stay in the middle of the way. Bless now the service as we commit it into your hand. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus, amen. God bless you.